Hello, and welcome to Forward Church Online. In this weekly podcast, we hope that you'll have an encounter with God through inspired teaching and discover practical ways to help you live a life of purpose. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
And I am thankful to the Lord. Miss Susie, top flight educator, is going to be working with our middle schoolers. And then Jamie and Shelly just doing an awesome job with our high schoolers. So we're going to have all of them head out at this time. And we thank the Lord for every one of their lives. Yes? I really appreciate all those who have been speaking in this house about how we care about one another, we love one another, and we're here to serve the purpose of Jesus Christ. How many know that's really what the body of Christ is all about? And many of you have been phenomenal givers this year. We're starting to put together your returns, so as you start thinking about the joy of H&R Block and all those other places, check, if you will, please. I want to set this up on the stage tonight. Check to see. I'm so grateful to Sabrina and to Paul, those who manage and take care of all the finances. Check to see if your name is already appearing in one of these so that you can pick it up and you can use that as you do all of your tax responsibilities. Right? Okay. So let's give each other a big round of applause tonight for the way that we just faithfully give and we give unto the Lord. Okay. So after the time in God's Word tonight, please don't be embarrassed. Just walk up here, all right, just like the Webbers would. Walk up, see if your name's here. And if it is, take yours, your envelope, and it's sealed so no one else knows. And I want to give you some good news, okay? And it should make you feel pretty comfortable. I set this as a precedent in my life. Not all ministers do this, but I do it. And I don't copycat. I do not know what you personally give. None of you, period. Never have and never will. Okay? Are all ministers that way? Absolutely not. But I'm that way. Okay? And I'm not subject to change on that. Why do I do it that way? Because it frees me up to minister the word and not know things that I don't need to know. That doesn't mean I'm not concerned about the direction of the ministry or anything like that, but I know who Jehovah Jireh is. Okay? So, I'm not a meddler as a minister of the gospel. I don't meddle. I don't get into people's business. I don't try to find out, you know, who's giving and who's not. Never has been a part of my portfolio, and it won't start anytime soon. Okay? So you should feel very comfortable in being in this type of a home where you can go, you know what? What I do give, I give as unto the Lord, and I'm grateful. Okay? Doesn't that make you feel comfortable? Right. And there may be those who go, you know what? I'm not sure if that really should be the position of a senior pastor. Well, it's my position. All right, I prefer not to know those kind of things so that I can faithfully minister God's word and you don't feel like he's got some kind of agenda. Okay? Because if a senior pastor is not hearing from heaven, he needs to sit down or she needs to sit down. You guys should have said amen right there. Because that's the bottom line. Whoever is bringing the word, are they hearing from heaven? Or are they just doing a lot of research? And are they reading other people's messages and pulling here and pulling there and throwing it together? Yesterday I was in a principal's meeting, and as many of you parents should know, okay, we have a few moments before we get into the word tonight. March the 2nd, circle your calendars for those of you who have children or teenagers, is a very important day in our district. It's going to be writing across the curriculum in all of our schools. It's going to be a test day. So our students right now are practicing every day, writing prompts and learning how to write and putting it all together. And yesterday we actually had to grade some of the material that has come in to the district office. And as principals, we were scoring stuff out. And it was interesting how some of the students, this is going to connect, how some of the students have done that, what many pastors have done. They hodgepodge. And they pull from here and they pull from there and they pull it together and hope it's not plagiarism. And so we had to, you know, we had to critique that. We had to critique our students so that we could take back information to say, before you take these big tests on March the 2nd, these are areas you may want to improve. How many know that as a minister of the gospel, I should always be improving? Okay? How many know that you, as a member of the body of Christ, you should always be improving, right? And that's why you're here tonight, because you are. Uh-oh, he does play a little bit different. Uh-oh. Well, let me explain to you this way. Back in the day when Brian Norris was with me at middle school, no, not the young Brian, the younger one, that one. I had Brian at the middle school. I had Brian at the high school. I can almost name on one hand the number of times he missed practice through the course of all the years I had him as a coach. Okay? And you know what? He just improved and got better and better. And I'll never forget the time when he was flying down the sideline. I think it was against Dixie County with an incredible touchdown run. I don't think he can run like that anymore. In fact, I think I might be able to outrun him. I don't know. Why are you doing that? Because he was always improving and he never missed practice. I thank God for people who just want to improve and they just keep showing up. And when we show up, we're not perfect. We're not here because we are perfect. We're here because we know who is. And it's Jesus Christ. He's perfect. And because he's perfect, he draws us to come together and we're always stronger together than when we're by ourselves. This is not any time to be trying to live the Christian life on your own. And if you're running solo, I just want to encourage you, return to the flock, because you will get shot. And I don't mean literally. You will become the target of the enemy. And you'll be picked off easily. But boy, when you stick together and you just keep showing up, it's amazing what will happen in your life. Amen? So guess what? Do you remember the key words that the Lord gave to the students? You do, don't you? All of our middle school students need to develop what? And since we're a little bit older in the faith, we're going to pray for them. And if you don't know them by name, you just simply say, Father, I bring to you all the middle school students. Not in this ministry, in this county and the tri-county area. Don't launch out into the southwest or the southeast or all over the nation. Take an area. Remember how Jesus said that it was first supposed to start in Jerusalem and then it was supposed to expand? So begin praying for all young people at the middle school level. God, train them to be respectful. How many know that works in relationships? Can you imagine? You have young people in your lives? How would you like to have your daughter or your son hooking up with someone who has no respect in their life? How long is that going to last? Not long. And then how are we going to pray for all of our teenagers who are at the high school level? Set goals. Okay? And here's what the Lord gave to me for our house tonight. We're about to get into God's Word. Prioritize your agendas. You all said that we're here to improve, so we haven't arrived. So what God wants us to do as adults is to what? Prioritize our agenda. Go ahead and make out what needs to get done tomorrow and then say, now, Holy Spirit, help me to prioritize this. Did you see the switch right there? Because we're now ready to get into God's Word. If you prioritize it, it may not happen. But if you script your agenda for tomorrow and then say, Holy Spirit, from top to bottom, prioritize this for me. I know there's a number 10 and there's a number 8. And he may say, I need for you to get number 10 done first. Are y'all ready to do that? So your third prayer level will be that you pray for each other that we will prioritize our agenda. Okay? Does that make sense? And who do we need to ask for help for? From the Holy Spirit. Okay? The Holy Spirit. Had a parent in the office the other day and they started talking about certain situations and started talking about the unseen realm, which is also the very real realm, and start talking about the influence of demonic activity in the lives of kids. And the parent asked me, they said, as an administrator, do you see this kind of behavior? I said, like, what kind of behavior? I was being facetious. I said, yeah, I see a devil every day. I said, sure, our young people are open to so many things. They are influenced. But I said, there's even a greater opportunity for them to be influenced by the Holy Spirit. So tonight we're going to talk about the Holy Spirit. Okay? Are you good? If you have your Bibles, you can go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 19. I have that in front of me. I've been in God's Word, but I do have it on my iPad tonight, and I trust that you're comfortable with that. You can also follow along on the screen. The title of the message tonight, Fall Fresh on Me. How many know without a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit, we dry up? This is not going to be long, but it's going to have an impact. Without a fresh touch of the Holy Spirit on my life, I become very dry and very calloused and very indifferent, and then start doing things that I should not be doing. Reminds me of a story that I just read about in the Midwest, in the Columbus area, of a pastor who has just fallen mightily. Please pray one for another. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:19, quench not the Holy Spirit. How many know that we're easily offended? Can we be honest tonight? We shouldn't be, but many times we are. But how many times do we consider how many times we have offended the Holy Spirit? We don't think about offending the Holy Spirit, but we do think about when people offend us. The Bible says, offend not the Spirit. It's another way of saying quench. Or don't stifle the Holy Spirit. Okay? One of the things I never want to do as a minister of the gospel is to shut down the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Because there's nothing like allowing Him to do what He does best. By the way, He's called the teacher. So many years ago, for some of you, you may think, not so far back, for some of you might be going, how many? A long time ago. There was a little chorus that went something like this. I'm going to spare you tonight and I won't sing. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Anybody want that challenge tonight? I do. Uh-oh. Many churches are stagnant because He's not present. I don't understand, and I just want to teach for a few moments tonight. I don't understand why we get so defensive around the Holy Spirit, but we can go to theaters and we take in everything. We're so gullible in front of the big screen, but if the Holy Spirit shows up, we shut down. Well, I'm about to preach about right now. I will literally go and sit, and by the way, I enjoy good movies, not raunchy movies or anything like that. But I love to go to a theater and get some popcorn that's reasonable. How many have been there lately and noticed it's ridiculous? It costs you more for all the goodies than it does the ticket. It's like, Lord Jesus, Redbox, hurry up, right? But we can sit there and go through all of the movie previews, and you know there's a lot there, and then go through the movie, and we are wide open. But get around the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we just shut down. The natural man is built to shut down. Listen, I said the natural man is built to shut down. But the man of the Spirit is built to open up. I'm inviting you to open up. I can't make you open up. Just like I know some individuals that used to be very consistent to the gym, but they're not there right now. They say they're going to be going back, but I can't make them go to the gym. Can you imagine how that just happened? I can't make you open up to the Holy Spirit. But I can tell you He is an active agent in the place of the one who was here That would be Jesus, who has returned to the Father, but he's released the Holy Spirit. We'll entertain unclean spirits and bypass the Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on me, listen closely, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. And it is in that category. Never, please stay with me for a few moments. I miss the classroom. I miss teaching. Wednesday nights for me are a great opportunity to teach. Sunday mornings, a lot of times, is preaching. Tonight is a teaching night. Please never, listen, I want to do you a favor. Please never ask to be used of God if you never allow him to melt you. Because you're going to get hurt. Because the enemy will make sure that you get hurt. So that then you will walk away from the body of Christ and go out on your own. So the first thing is not, God, I'm available, use me. Soon as you say you're available to God, the first process he begins is the melting process. How many love to be melted? Not naturally, I don't. That's what makes me go, can we change the channel, God? This scene I don't really want. I know that you're wanting to melt me, every once in a while, I see trainers come into the gym, and they are kind of rigorous with some of the individuals that they're working with. Others, it's kind of like poo-poo. I mean, they're just kind of like soft about it. The Holy Spirit, when you invite him to come in, I'm not talking about salvation tonight. I'm talking about where the Holy Spirit begins to do operation. The first thing he will do is start melting things that have to go away. Are you all here for a few moments? So I'm going to give you a challenge tonight. I'd like for you to make a declaration with me before we look at a scripture. By the way, the main text is, don't offend the Holy Spirit. Whoops, let me put it back in the King James. Don't quench the Holy Spirit. So when he's wanting to melt me and I'm refusing that, what am I doing, church? I'm quenching the Holy Spirit. I hear you, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but I'm not available. But we are tonight. Let's make this declaration. Father, I thank you for the Holy Spirit. Fall fresh on me and start the melting process. And I know exactly where that's going to start for me, in my home. I know that's going to go to work in my home. And my relationship with my wife, with my relationship to our children, and then our extended family, God is going to do some things in my life that's not favorable to my natural man. And we get ticked off. If I was in a school setting, I would use a different term. We don't like it when he starts melting us. Oh, we like the finished product, but that's only stage one. Because we sometimes do like to see ourselves finished. I'm ready. Take me home. And he's going, you kidding me? You're not even close to where you've got to be. Come with me if you will, please. And I'll come back to a quote. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. How many know that that's what we need? Okay. I will remove from you the heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. How many know that it's hard to melt stone? Okay? I'm believing God that he right now is softening us up on the inside. Where we drop our grievances and our grudges. And if we hold on to our grievances and our grudges, guess what we're also doing? Quenching the Holy Spirit. Are you with me tonight? Are you with me tonight? I really want you not to sit there and think you can be absorbed in this. I really want you to be engaged. I want you to think with me tonight. Because the invitation is, Holy Spirit, fall fresh on me. Okay, I will. I'm going to start the process of melting. Excuse me, you're going to do what? I'm going to start melting some things in your life. You are? Yeah, I'm just waiting for your permission. And he will not violate your will. That's freaky to me. The God of the universe, Yes? The Holy Spirit, a member of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Are you with me? If he wanted to, he could push us around like a chair. But he won't. But he waits for us to go, I'm willing. People who are willing will melt in the presence of the Lord. So what does that mean? I want to prepare you tonight for future services. You may see people up here in the front who are melting before the Lord, bowing in his presence, crying in his presence, or just standing in his presence. Melting may be going on. Okay? Next. How many have ever been around wax when it's melting? Is it a wise thing to put your finger where that wax has been melting? Okay, will you please stay with me? We may not cover all four of these tonight. I'd rather have you get something than to walk out of here going, I didn't get anything. So when you see someone who's melting before the Lord, that might be a hot moment for them. They may not need for you to come up and put your hands on them. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying beware of what may be happening. And let people melt in the presence of the Lord. Because when God touches us, it's a lot better than when we touch each other. Are you all here tonight? Are you gathering this tonight? So some of us might turn into hot wax. Lord, don't turn that loose on me. I know what happens when he starts melting. It's like, you mean I got to lay that down? You mean I got to give that up? You mean I can't carry that disposition anymore? You mean I really have to be more like Christ? I thought that was theory. It's beyond theory, isn't it? It's into living epistles read by all men. So that people will say of us, man, I remember when they were a jerk. Man, I remember when I couldn't stand that person. But man, they have really changed. Well, it's the one behind the scene that's made the change. The Holy Spirit has found a vessel. Jensen Franklin's been doing a series on that. God looks for a vessel that's willing. Okay? So can you change hats for a moment, Pastor, and put your coaching hat on for a second? Good. Thank you for asking. I'll be glad to. What is the difference between today's athletes and the ones that you worked with not so long ago? The willingness of kids back in the 90s, the late 80s and 90s and early 2000 is a heck of a lot different than it is now. Some of them are not very willing. The kids that I used to work with, the students that I used to work with, they were willing. They wanted to be melted. They wanted to come together. Now, here's what's really cool. To show you the cultural change that God's going to do in this house. And he's got permission to do it in every house if God's leaders will permit him. This is going to become a melting pot. People from all walks of life are going to be able to come in here and feel comfortable. And we're going to let God change them. Because the same God that's been melting us will melt them. So this is going to be a melting pot. Let me explain. I know a little bit, and we may not get much further than this tonight. I actually have been in a place that they call the world's melting pot. And it was because I was on a missions trip. If you ever go to London and to the airport, it is a melting pot. Because people from every walk of life, every nation, every country, they are passing through. Years ago, they used to say the melting pot was New York City. Not as much as it used to be, but if you go to London, you're going to meet people from every walk of life. This is really big tonight. Because this has been a very closed community. Open to very little. Not ready for change. Not willing for the Holy Spirit to be the Holy Spirit. We'll have church, but we'll have it here, and you guys have yours over there. But God's going to create a melting pot, not only in this ministry, but over this Tri-County area. Some of you don't even know right now that the Holy Spirit is prophetically using me to tell you the forecast. I think it is so funny to watch people, including myself, at about 5:35, 5:40 in the morning news comes on and the weather bulletin comes up. And they'll tell you about the weather of today and the forecast. And we actually live by that, thinking that they are perfect and that they could never be wrong. But if the Holy Spirit begins to give us a forecast, right away we start quenching him. Another word for forecast spiritually is prophecy. But the Bible is prophetic. So we're going to just, for a few more moments, just hang out around melting. And next week I'll come back and talk about the Holy Spirit will mold. Never ask God to mold you if he's never melted you. And please, again, I want to back up. Never ask God to use you if you're not willing to be melted and molded. But then he's got to do something with the vessel and he's got to fill it. That's why he said, stay in the upper room. Oh, hold on. Brother, I'm deep in theology. When I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, I got the whole enchilada right then and right there. Really? Wow, that's pretty cool. Last time I checked out my three children, when they were born, they kind of popped out of the womb, but I didn't see them getting up, taking off, running. I didn't see them go put their clothes on. I do remember one of my sons just gently letting the nurse know that he was a boy. It was a beautiful scene. Oh, he just peed on me. It was the most wonderful statement I've ever. I started laughing. Why do we feel like little children, little babies can come out and we've got to take them through that whole process of nursery, but we come to Jesus Christ and we're the finished product on day one? I've been saved at least 2 days and I'm still not where I'm supposed to be. Hello? But the more that I'm willing to let him melt me and begin to shape me, we'll talk next week about molding, the better I can get along with others who are being melted. But I got to give you some information tonight. Forecast. People who know that you're in the melting process will try to take advantage of that. Because human nature likes to override the work of the Spirit. But you just stay steady, you just stay cool, and listen, remember now, when that wax starts melting, invite them to come touch it. Come on up here and touch this right now. You got yourself an attitude about that, come on up here, I bet you might catch a little fry. You might walk out of here fringed. What am I talking about? When God is melting you, he's also going to protect you. See, you're getting a forecast. There's prophetic words going forth right now that I'm inviting you to consider, just like you consider what the weather's going to be tomorrow. God's giving you some information so that you don't have to be afraid. I'm willing to be melted by you, Father, but what about if people take advantage of me? Well, if they get too close and they touch that warm melt that's going on, they might catch a burn. Okay, do I need to talk about Mount Carmel tonight? And what the prophet Elijah did? Remember, they were all calling down fire and nothing took place. Are y'all with me? It's a true story. And he said, all right, check this out. Soak everything. Soak it. Pour barrels of water. And then he said, okay, God. And you know fire came down. So please, don't run from the melting process that may be going on in your life tonight. Let's go back over the two verses, and you have my word. We're not moving beyond just the melting, because I think something's going on in this house, not just tonight. And that's why sometimes people go, that door's really not locked, is it? Well, if it is, I still got to get out. Because we do get skittish when the Holy Spirit shows up. And the Holy Spirit is more of a gentleman than we are. We're the ones that try to act like, do weird stuff to kind of prove like he's here. Man, he's present right now. I know he's present. And I'm telling you, the forecast, prophetically, is that God is melting many of us. And he's going to begin shaping us, that's next week, to where we can really begin to live together. And here's what the world's going to say. Behold how they love one another. Amen. That's always the byproduct of people, yes, that are melted in the presence of the Lord. Melting. Gentlemen, can I talk to you for just a moment? And we'll be done by 8:15, okay? So you can all be home before me. But I'll still be in bed before any of you. And I'll beat most of you up in the morning, too. I don't mean beat you up physically. I'll be up before you. Let me talk to you, men. Have you ever had your heart melted, men, by that special lady? But you have found out a surprise that the world can't tell you, that when your heart's been melted by that special person who really loves you is not going to take advantage of that melted wax. They actually begin to protect, going, wow, he's really changing. Wow, that hard area, that one spot, wow, that's really being, man, seemed like it was galvanized by all the things he's gone through, but man, it's really changed. And then all of a sudden, you don't feel insecure. You feel very secure because you know that she's going to protect that which has been melted. No. Not just by her presence, because if you've got a godly woman, you know the Holy Spirit's dwelling in there. It's like, would you please? Where are you, men? That's the beauty of marriage, because God uses her to melt you. And now the ladies are going, yeah, that'd be right there. But the same God who does it that way also uses that husband to start the process of melting in her life. Yeah. And we're not like, I'm going to show how real this is, but gentlemen, we're not like the two men at Vanderbilt, are we? Oh, he's current. Ooh, pastor's current. We're not like that, are we, men? Ooh, my wife is melted. Oh, yeah. Now I can take advantage. Y'all, see, that's why it's like, Lord, can I script my message so she can't even get any goodies out of it? Because she just, I like it when it's hot. I mean, I like it hot. I hope it's burning. That old song, how many can go back that far? A hunk of burning love. I mean, where is he anyway? Can he sing that for us tonight? Yeah, sorry isn't the word right now. I'm thinking benediction, aren't you thinking that same thing? Have you ever noticed how two people who are melting can actually get lost? Like, that's where I am right now. I was like, where was I when I was just brought into the cortex of love? Susie Slaughter, you were right. She looks really good tonight. She made a comment about my wife, and I appreciate that. So let's get ready to close this evening. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. And the songwriter wrote, melt me, mold me, fill me, use me. It's dangerous for any of us on staff to ask people to be used by God who are not willing to be melted first by God. The forecast of this ministry is the Holy Spirit is very present here. He's very present, and he's going to be melting many of us. So now let's guard each other, because if we love one another, when we see someone being melted, we don't go, it's about time. I've been praying and fasting for that. Sucker. We can't do any of that kind of stuff. But what we do is we actually do exactly what the illustration was, and we protect that individual who's being melted by the Holy Spirit. But no haughtiness, no arrogance, no all those little innuendos that we like to say. We just go, Father, I thank you. They are so pliable. May I be like that. May I not quench your spirit tonight. I'm going to give you an opportunity. And I heard Jensen Franklin say this, and I appreciated it, and I see it operating in our ministry here, God's ministry in this house to our lives. If you're willing to be a candidate tonight, I want you to listen closely. If you're willing to be a candidate tonight to the melting process of the Holy Spirit, I only gave two scriptures tonight. But I want you to, you're going to walk out of here tonight going, I knew what the message was about. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Holy Spirit, I need for you to melt my heart. I need for you to melt some of the traditions of my mind. Holy Spirit, I need for you to melt away some things that I've been holding on too long. If you're willing to be a candidate for the melting process of the Holy Spirit, can you elaborate more? No, that's all for tonight. He will pick it up from there and start teaching. How many know that He is the teacher? And you're willing to go, you know what? Yes. There's the key word to the melting process. You're willing to be a candidate. I'm going to invite you to stand. We're not going to come to the front. But you're just willing to say, you know what? I don't understand it all. And I was even struggling, Pastor, staying with you tonight. I hear the theme about melting. And I get so vexed and I get so aggravated sometimes, Pastor. And I almost walk out into my own little world. But I'm going to allow the Spirit of God. Yep. I'm going to allow the Spirit of God to begin the melting process. Wow. Look all over this room. Look at your family. Go ahead. Look. This is a safe environment. Look around. Look at your family. This is the family of God. I didn't ask Bradley to put that up there tonight, the video before the message, but this is home for me. This is home. It was like, man, I get to be with God's people tonight in the middle of the week. And there's an oasis. Ah, this is home. So this is family. We're going to make a declaration. We're going to protect each other in the melting process. Not walking up to someone and go, well, it's about time. I don't know why you took so long, hard head. We're going to take care of each other. We're going to protect each other in the melting process. We're going to make a declaration, but first of all, to the men. Brother, you got a minute. Men, I want us to be more sensitive to that special person God's placed in our lives. More sensitivity. Because see, ladies already have that. Now, they can turn it off. And when they turn it off towards somebody on the earthly scale, they've already done it heavenward. I'm giving you a forecast. I'm prophetically telling you some things tonight. When that dial goes down in relationships here, it went down this way first. Mm-hmm. So tonight, let's make a declaration. Can we do that? And then we'll pray. Heavenly Father, I'm your candidate for the Holy Spirit to melt what needs to be removed in my life. Thank you. Let's pray. I join my family members tonight, Father God. I am a candidate for the Holy Spirit to melt anything that needs to be removed in my life. It's got to go. It's got to go. We want you to fall fresh in this place. We want our marriages strengthened. We want our children filled with the vitality of the kingdom. We want our friends outside these walls to recognize and to sense and to see, wow, there is something different. And I need that too. Tonight, I'm asking that you would start the process of melting. And I want you to know we trust you because I know you're not going to hurt us. And sometimes we're scared. Sometimes we're nervous about the melting process of whatever may be happening in our lives. But tonight, we find security in the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. I'm going to invite you across the room just to let that not only resonate, but maybe pick it up and just speak that forth. Welcome, Holy Spirit. A very simple way. Just those simple words. Welcome, Holy Spirit. When I walk into the gym tomorrow morning and kind of still half asleep, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. As I get ready to go to work tomorrow morning, to the school, welcome, Holy Spirit. As I head into the cafeteria and the buses roll in, I'm asking you to be doing the same thing in your own venue. And the students come rolling off those buses, welcome, Holy Spirit. There's a word for several over this house this evening. He will be your defense, and he will be your defense lawyer. That is for several individuals in the house tonight. He is your defense, and he will be your defense lawyer. Enjoy the process of melting. Now, Father, I ask that you would send us out with the blessings of your kingdom. And I thank you for this place, Father. I thank you for those who are so gracious and so willing on a chilly, cool night to go, I know where I want to be. I want to be in the house of the Lord. God's going to give me something tonight. God's going to say something to my life tonight. And I thank you. And I do ask in closing, would you be willing to forgive us tonight, Father, where we have quenched the Holy Spirit, starting with me? Where the bravado and all the ridiculous things about my life just are very intrusive and sometimes explode in the presence of the Holy One. I ask, will you forgive me tonight? Will you take a moment and ask him to forgive you wherever you've quenched him? Just do that quickly. Just ask him, hey, forgive me. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm sorry. Now we go forth in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Give us a great day tomorrow. Rest during the hours of the night. Protection and guidance for the day. In Jesus' name, God's people said, amen. Amen. Thank you for being in the house tonight. You were phenomenal. You're an awesome body of believers, and we love you. And I look forward to seeing some of you tomorrow morning at 5:30 in the gym. For those that are there, blessings to you.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Forward Church Online. We hope this has been a blessing in your life and that you'll share this and other great resources with your friends. We want to invite you to explore our webpage at www.myforwardchurch.org. There, you'll find online giving, church events, and so much more. Be sure to connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, as there's always something happening around Forward Church. If you're ever in our area, we'd like to extend an invitation to come be a part of one of our live worship experiences. Thanks again for listening to the Forward Church Online Podcast. Have a great week.